your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Thanks for letting me spend a little time with you on this finally Friday as we get ready to not only jump into the weekend, the final couple of days of August 2024, but also for many, the long Labor Day weekend. And what is Labor Day? I never really knew. I will tell you what I found out in a few minutes. Right now, here's Journey.
Broken into two.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
Monday might not be quite as manic since it's Labor Day this coming Monday, and a lot of people have that day off as a holiday. And if you do, good for you. Hope you're going to be able to enjoy it. So what is Labor Day? I thought I would look it up because, to be honest with you, I never have really officially looked it up. It's the first Monday in September, Labor Day, the annual celebration of the social and economic achievements of American workers. Started in the first federal holiday was enacted in 1894. So it's been around for a long time. The first official parade, if you will, was in 1887. So 7 years early before Congress finally got to work. And that doesn't surprise me that it would take Congress 7 years to actually, you know, figure something out. They have to, you know, have committee meetings. And anyway, enjoy your Labor Day. 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, let's get to the birthday and anniversary list, shall we? Brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Lasker Jewelers, right across from the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire. You know where they are. They have been serving the Chippewa Valley and taking care of our jewelry needs for decades. You stop on in, you tell them Mike McKay sent you in there, they'll take care of you no matter who it's for, no matter what the occasion, no matter what type of jewelry you need. They've got it at Lasker Jewelers, and it is the best. You need to get somebody on the birthday or anniversary list anytime. Just drop me a text or an email through that Civic Media app. Also, make sure you're on 105.7 CFW, too. Okay, you got to be on our page to text me or email me through the app so that it gets to me. Okay, same with our Facebook page. You can drop me a message through 105.7 CFW's Facebook page or my Mike McKay page and let me know, again, who's celebrating and when. Michelle Thompson, celebrating a birthday today. Art Butcher is on the birthday list. And Jennifer Nichols, celebrating today. Tomorrow, 31st of August, Sean Gilbertson is having a birthday. And Mickey Bruner, celebrating tomorrow. And then when Sunday rolls around, September 1st. Wow. Kim Berge is on the birthday list. Jennifer Warner and Jessica Major celebrating. So there you go. So to one and all, hope it's going to be great. If it's your birthday or anniversary today or over the weekend, hope it's going to be spectacular. Celebs you're celebrating with today. Cameron Diaz, the actress, she's 52. She was in Bad Teacher. That movie, I thought that movie was funny. Maybe it's just me. Charlie's Angels movies, all kinds of other stuff. Something About Mary. That was so weird. Such a weird movie. Tomorrow, Chris Tucker, the actor, he's 52. He was in the Rush Hour movies. Richard Gere is 75 tomorrow. Officer and a Gentleman, Pretty Woman. Is it just me or is Pretty Woman? I know a lot of people like it. And don't take this the wrong way. But I thought Pretty Woman was like the stupidest movie. I mean, the whole concept of it, I just thought was just so dumb. Anyway. It's, again, it's just I'm sure I wasn't the wheelhouse for who they were trying to get with that. And when Sunday rolls around, Dr. Phil, the TV psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, dude, Dr. Phil, 74 on Sunday. So again, if it's your birthday or anniversary today or over the weekend, happy to you. Birthdays and anniversary announcements each and every weekday morning brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-out brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Wurzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Wurzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@wurzerbuilders.com.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women. The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see.
CFW Eagles, take it easy. Mike McKay along with you. Today is National Toasted Marshmallow Day, so I don't know, maybe sometime over the weekend you're going to be doing a bonfire, maybe a campfire, maybe there's some s'mores in your future. There is a something about s'mores that has changed. Maybe I'm late to this party, I don't know, but that is my blog that I just put up. Check it out, see if you've tried this before. I want to thank my niece, Gracie, for this little tip. Anyway, head over to our website, wcfw.fm, and my newest blog on there about s'mores and a game changer. You got to check it out if you haven't.
I'm revolution. Of all the fruitless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. Above the trees, over the sea.
Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away, 80s, 90s, more, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in 8 minutes, another edition of Wait, What Happened? A woman that had some money stashed in her house. And what happened to it? Yeah. Might make you think twice about hiding cash in your house, or maybe a better way of hiding it. Right now, 38 Special.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Driving home to see
Brian Adams, Cuts Like a Knife, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, time for another edition of, wait, what happened? This is a woman in China where she had stashed over $1,600 in cash in her home. She actually hid it in the wall of her bedroom. The problem was when she went in there to get the cash out of there, almost all of it, except for about $100, had been chewed up by termites. She says there is no way to replace that money. Here's the ironic part. She was getting the money out because she needed to pay some exterminators to kill off the termites that were in her home. That's irony right there. By the way, if you have your money, your cash, stashed in the wall of your home, you might want to think twice about putting it somewhere else.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
summertime, sitting on the deck swatting skeeters and looking at a roof that's going to
be York Strand.
Metal Roofing, because they'll take that curly asphalt mess and turn it into the nicest roof on the block, backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be York Strand.
Hey, they're the only ones that can give you that, so before you call the Bert and Ernie Roofers, give a call to 237-2678.
Be York Strand.
Online at wimetalroofing.com.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Two of the suspects involved in an Eau Claire home invasion and stabbing in April have been sentenced to 5 years of probation. According to a WQOW report, Raymond Charbonneau and Caleb Bertrand were sentenced to 5 years of probation for their roles in the incident that saw two people stabbed over a drug-related dispute. Another person involved in the incident, Brandon Pember, was sentenced to 5 years in prison, and Ivy Leonard, who admitted to stabbing the victims, was sentenced to 44 days in jail and 5 years probation. The Altoona Police Department is praising their new Flock cameras for helping them make arrests. According to a WQOW report, the 11 cameras were installed about a year and a half ago and have assisted law enforcement authorities in 21 arrests so far this year. The cameras are installed at exit and entry points around the town, and officials say the biggest benefit has been helping catch out-of-state criminals. Officials also say over $50,000 of stolen property was recovered last year thanks to the Flock cameras. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend today. Sunshine, upper 70s this afternoon, tonight into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, low 80s. And then sunshine, highs in the low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
CFW.
Anyway.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more, and long stretches of music for you. Mike McKay here. We are your perfect musical companion. Work, play, relaxing, camping, boating, no matter what it is.
Try.
90s and more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get no time to rock it up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.